Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio's Modern. My privilege and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion's important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free for All Friday. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, we talk about almost anything you want to talk about, but my producer will ask you your topic and what you want to talk about, so don't get offended, because I need to have a little bit of a go-ahead and know what's going on, okay? I stumbled on this. You know I promote the Range magazine, and I just happened to pick this one up again and looking at it. It's the spring issue. It was sitting on my desk, and I just picked it up and was kind of thumbing through it once again, and we've looked at it before with CJ on the air, but they have poems in there that, and other human interest stories, as well as it's packed with news that we don't really want to hear, but we have to hear. So I do advise you, if you have not signed up, if you have not purchased Range Magazine, please do so. Please, please do so. But this is a poem by, it's a tribute to someone's grandfather. Tom Marvel is the grandfather's name, by Katie DeLong. And it's called Papa. P-A-P-A, Papa. Now, my dad was Pawpaw to my children, and my husband is Papaw to his grandchildren. But this is called Papa. I've heard tell of horseback men, of cowboys brave and kind, who love to live the cowboy life and not get left behind. This is the life where men are men and boys grow up to be strong as the ones before them. That is the way, you see. But never did I know a man as grand could be, as the one that we call Papa, who meant so much to me. He grew up very quickly. He worked upon the land because he knew that men must do the job that is at hand. Well known for his temper, a short fuse he was dealt, but God blessed him with a talent many a horse has known and felt. He married a beautiful lady, as lovely as a rose. They lived, worked, loved, and followed Christ. This is the life they chose. 7 children called him Dad, with grandchildren galore, a dynasty he has founded, with many great-grands more. He helped us all throughout the years, with Nana by his side, forever a picture of true love, a cowboy and his bride. Papa was a rancher, a soldier, reader, friend, a tireless believer, forever with no end. He told me once that faith in God continues to blossom and grow if only we plant the seed and open our hearts to know. So of all the great things Papa did, the best one, I must say, is how he taught us how to tip our hat and bend a knee and pray. Now when I think of Papa, I think of horseback men, of greatness and of kindness, of all that he has been. But mostly, I think of what he was, an inspiration to me for all the love he gave us and taught us by example to be. I tip my hat to Papa and thank him for his love and for teaching us to send a prayer to our good Lord above. That's bringing America home, my friends, on this free-for-all Friday. A poem to her papa, her grandfather, who taught her about God and faith and the importance of prayer and doing a job because it has to be done. You know, there are a lot of jobs that just have to be done that we don't want to do. But you get up and you do it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410 on this free-for-all Friday. I want to mention, we have talked about this. It's been a while, but we have talked about it, and I'll tell you what, it's approaching rather quickly, the Moms March for America. And the speakers that are going to be there are Sarah Palin, Candy Carson, and Missy Robertson. They're just some of the awesome moms that are going to be speaking at the groundbreaking event. And they are not being paid to do it. That's right. They have waived their speaking fees because that is how passionately they believe in this national gathering of mothers. This is going to take place on September 23rd. You can either go to the march, and I'm kind of lacking in some of the information here, but we're going to have Kimberly on. We had her on once before, and we're going to talk about it again. But the Moms March, we're tired of a small group of women pushing their radical left-wing agenda, masquerading as feminists. I don't think they're masquerading. I think that's what they are, on a culture and co-opting our name in the process. Instead, the Moms March for America is a very unique event whose mission is to demonstrate support for truth, for family, individual freedoms, and the Constitution, which protects our divine inherent rights as mothers. Centered in Nebraska and broadcast live throughout the country, moms are gathering in states all over America to join the march, raise the bar on our culture, and stand for the rule of law and America's greatness. The Moms March. The Moms March is coming up, and you will want to be a part of that. We will know more about it as time goes on. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Excellent show, Beth. You had a gentleman on last week. He was talking about allodial titles.
Okay, that was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Sorry about that. And anyway, I wrote to you the other day about that. And if he would by chance call in and let you know that he could, I'd like to talk to him. If he could share some information and he and I could converse, that would be fantastic.
I'm going to just take a shout out to him. Neil, if you're listening, I have been getting lots of calls. People want me to give your phone number out, and I will not do that without your permission. You could be hammered because I've had lots of phone calls. And if anybody wants the information that Neil sent to me, if you would send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will make copies and send that to you. Yes, John.
Yeah, forgive me. I didn't send you a self-addressed envelope, but I sent you something else. So, okay.
All right. Well, I need all the help I can get, so a self-addressed stamped envelope will help. But if you throw a little donation in that, it'll help too.
There was one in there.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Because.
And I'm running behind, so I will get that info to you. I'm just running behind.
Hey. It all happens. It's a busy world and a hectic one for all of us.
It certainly is, and there's something going on every single day. We have to keep watching the news, unfortunately. It's just popping. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We have to do what we can. We're going into a break, John, and you're cutting out there. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome out. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had this gentleman on the air. He's a local man. He's a friend. He and my husband years and years ago were in a partnership together where they were building houses they didn't build any houses, I don't think. They just did repair work or additions and that kind of thing. And when we lost our home in a fire, and we decided to leave the farm, it was devastating for us. Well, this friend, I'll call him Ed, that's his name, Ed. He helped my husband get in at that time the union, the carpenters union, local carpenters union. And he had work, and he's been working ever since. He's no longer a union carpenter. He is non-union. And there's a lot of history in that, but the union kind of let the guys down here in this part of the area. But anyway, that's just a little bit of history. This gentleman spent a lifetime. He has been injured as a vet, as a military vet. And he is very politically wise, I guess. And note that I remember him as being a registered Democrat. Okay? He's a strong Christian man, has a large family, his grandparents, he's a grandpa, and he's periodically, fairly frequently, he sends his opinion in to the editor of the local newspaper here in town. A letter to politicians on Democratic agenda. Dear editor, Here's an open letter to our politicians. Democrat agenda as far as anyone can tell, and he names them one through. One, open borders, welfare for illegal aliens. Two, same-sex marriage. Three, transgender restrooms for all. Four, blaming a failing Obamacare on Republicans. Five, send billions to Iran to make them like us. Six, more taxes, less jobs. Seven, support Black Lives Matter while punishing police officers. Eight, global warming legislation. Nine, investigate Donald Trump's past business dealings with Russia. 10, ignore Hillary selling one-fourth of our uranium supply to Russia for $500,000. Kickback from Russia to the Clinton Foundation. Slush fund. 11. Make our military a social experiment for the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ community. 12. Defend radical Islam while attacking Christian values. 13. Defend rioters who break the law while attacking lawful gun owners. 14. Support sanctuary cities for lawbreakers. Republican agenda, as anyone can tell, is 1. Act scared and be ashamed of having all the power. 2. Pout because the president is an outsider. He's not being very kind to the Republicans either. 3. Continue thinking that the voters in your district aren't watching you. President Trump seems to be doing a better job of fulfilling his promises than you are. Keep in mind, we do notice. And he ends this, and I have not talked to Ed in a very long time, but he's a history teacher. And he ends this, and like I said, I did not know who he supported in the election at all, but I think I know now. Support the president if you can't push, pull. If you can't pull, then get out of the way and encourage those who will stop standing around with your fingers up your collective noses. And he puts in parentheses or somewhere. The ballot box is looming, and we have long memories these days. In other words, the American people are watching. They are waking up. That's the reason the outsider got elected, whether you like him or not. That's the reason he got elected. And we are watching, and we do realize that the Republicans ran a campaign to repeal Obamacare, a.k.a. National Health Care Insurance. And then didn't. They couldn't decide how to get that done. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They can't handle the power of being the majority. Ed, thank you for your notes there. And I appreciate the fact that he didn't pat any backs of the Republican Party, because they really don't need their backs patted. Because if you stop and think about it, those two parties really aren't so different. Oh, they say they are different. Their platforms might be worded differently, but when you look at how they vote and you look at the riches, how they get more wealthy in their career as politicians instead of their time of serving the public, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the American people have been duped and government incorporated is taking control, has had control, and we the people have relented our control and our power over them for some strange reason. We have bought into that lie, hook, line, and sinker. We were never established to be run by D.C., D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, gut deals. Can we say that together? How many of you use that? Have you ever used that expression, D.C. occupiers, and had anybody look at you kind of strange? I want to know about that. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Dunkin' Donuts. They're going to remove the word donut from their title. What do you think about that? I know that. Is that really important? You know, people spend years and lots of monies and lots of dollars to brand their name, to brand their company. And this is a big deal that they're taking donuts out of the title. So instead of saying, honey, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts, do you want anything? You just say, honey, I'm going to Dunkin'. Well, it's an experiment, and it's a new location of the chain in Pasadena, California, will simply be called Dunkin', a move that the parent company, Dunkin' Brands Incorporated, calls a test. The Canton, Massachusetts-based company said Thursday that a few other stores will get the one-name treatment as well. The chain wants people to think of its store as a destination for coffee. I thought we always did. Although it will still sell donuts. Dunkin' Donuts said it won't make a decision on whether it will change its name until next year when it expects to start redesigning their stores. Dunkin' Donuts will soon be just Dunkin'. What are you going to dunk? The idea was you're dunking the donuts in the coffee. Anyway, what do you think about that? 877-895-5410. We have Lauren from Ohio. Lauren, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's
great
to hear from you.
Yeah, I kind of melted down for a while. I had to kind of change pace and change gears and slow down for a minute, but I'm back.
I don't believe you ever slowed down.
I didn't slow down, but I just had to get my... I'll tell you what, I've gone through it. But, hey, I was calling about the moms who are getting together to try to change the Constitution to add an amendment to put parents' rights. I want people to understand you don't need to do that, and it's a bad idea. You don't want to change that Constitution. You already have the rights. Here's how they did this.
Okay, now wait a minute. What moms are trying to change the Constitution? Because that's not the mom's march I was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I tuned in a little off, and I wasn't sure. What was the mom's march you were talking about?
It's just moms like you. In fact, the woman that got it started is just a little bitty old talk show like I am, only she's not nationally syndicated out of Nebraska. Her name's Kimberly. She homeschools her children. Didn't you homeschool your children?
Yes, she?
Okay.
Right, first
of all. And she has six of them, I believe. And she is just all about family, and they're tired of these feminists with their little pink hats trying to tell all of us what to do and trying to be the example of people like you and me. And so they're doing a mom's march, something that moms can be proud of. So go ahead. I want to hear what you're talking
good.
About.
Okay, well, I know that this is going on. It's kicking around Congress right now. I don't remember the name of the representative that put it out there, but what they're doing is saying, we need to change the Constitution so that what happened to Charlie Gard over in England can't happen to Americans.
Okay.
You don't need to change the Constitution. I want people to understand. I'm a homeschooling mom. I had somebody call CPS on me. They said, she's talking bad about the government. She's talking bad about vaccines.
Lauren, we're going into a break. Can you hang on? Because I don't want to lose you. You hang on. Okay. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm telling you what, I'm glad to hear from Lauren. I have missed her. 877-895-5410. And Lauren and Beth Ann will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the Prestige prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we have, she's not new, but she's been away for a little bit. I imagine she's been terribly busy. We have Lauren from Ohio with us, one of the strongest women in this nation that I know. And let's get back to what you were talking about. You know, I want to say, as Christine Hall says, it's not a living, breathing document. Every time somebody's upset about something, they want to change the Constitution. And it's not a living, breathing document. Go ahead.
That's right. It's just a trust that is supportive of what is true. And the truth is God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. The rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that apply to administrative functionaries do not apply to men, but they call you words like parent. Parent does not have property rights. Parent is a legal ease term, where mother or man, they have property rights. Now, I had somebody call social services on me, and what they said to me was, we hear you're talking bad about the government. We hear you're talking bad about vaccines. You're neglecting your children's education because, of course, they're homeschooled, and I don't apply or ask permission from the state to do anything. My life is not a group project. And so what happened was I told him he could, you know, I said, who made that complaint? Oh, it's, we can't tell you. And I said, that's okay, you can go now. And he said, oh, no, no, I need to inspect your house and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, you're going to get off this property right now. He said, well, I might have to call the sheriff. I said, call him. Do you know what his job is? His job is to uphold and defend my rights under God, where your job is to obey the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes attendant in your administrative position. And so now you get off this land. We're not wards of the state. We have no contract with the state. I am not a U.S. citizen. I'm a non-citizen national. I'm an American and Ohioan. So I maintain all of my rights. And so what happened was I get a letter a couple weeks later. We find no problem with you. Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm wanting people to understand, that you have all the power, but you don't have it if you're ignorant. So a couple
educate and activate.
Yeah, so a couple suggestions for people, especially for your with regard to paying taxes. WeissParis.com. What it is you don't owe taxes unless you work for the government. If you work for the government, yes, you owe taxes. You take from the kitty, you give back to the kitty. But a gentleman called up, I heard just yesterday, or day before yesterday, he got $28,000 back. You can only get back 3 years of what they stole from you. If you wait longer than that, it's kind of your negligence, and so they won't give you,
give your lifetime
of what they stole.
Give that
the government, the IRS.
Give that website.
W-E-I-S-S, Weiss, Paris, P-A-R-I-S, .com. And you can look at the statutes, the rules attendant in the IRS, the Social Security, et cetera. The other thing to know is if you look at a U.S. passport application, it says U.S. passports are given to two classes of people, U.S. citizens, which are corporate slaves, and non-citizen nationals. That means you were born on this land, and you have all your rights, and you've given up none of them.
Mm.
And you get a U.S. passport, and you operate as a free human being, a free man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that if people would just understand them. And another just real quick thing on the California, they said California parents don't have the right to educate their own, to control their children's education under the California Education Code. What did I just say? A parent is not a man. He doesn't have property rights, and he's in a joint association. When you register your children for school, you're transferring ownership.
Mm.
It's like registering your car. You don't own it anymore. That certificate of title they give you is not the title. You willingly transferred the title of your offspring.
Well, you know, they want us to believe they're a property of the community. I said, I didn't see anybody helping when I was raising my five.
Or having them. I'll tell you what.
I was all on my own there.
Well, and see, this is the thing. We have all the power. My suggestion, my solution for all this, obey God. Stop obeying illegitimate authority.
I like what you said. I'm going to have to let you go because I've got
okay,
home.
Real quick.
But I wanted to say something, and then I'll let you finish. I like what you said about I'm not a group project. And somebody the other day said about talking about social experiments. Well, we aren't social experiments, and we're not group projects. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick solution. Obey God. Don't stop obeying illegitimate authority. God's not going to say to you when you get to the pearly gates, oh, well, I know you were scared, so you obeyed those men. I know everybody else was doing. He didn't care. He told you, have no other gods before me. Believe him.
Right.
Keep your money in your pocket. Stop paying what you don't owe. WeissParis.com. Keep your children in your home. The Bible tells you how to raise your children well, how to have life and that more abundantly. And it includes raising your children. You do not deposit them with people who are atheists, who are Satanists, who are the sick kind of stuff that's going on. It's your own fault to put your children in there. And boycott big business. Do business with Beth Ann, with small businesses, with local businesses. Stop feeding the beast.
Well, and you know what? These American companies out there that want people to buy American, you can't hardly get them to advertise. They won't spend a buck for people that are fighting for them. So I'm going to put a little plug out. I am the voice. Lauren, thank you so much. It's so good to hear from you. I appreciate it.
It's so good to talk to you again.
You too. Thank you. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Gus. You know, this lady was just absolute textbook proof that you have some of the most intelligent, common sense, articulate people that there are that you could ever want to meet that are staying up there with you. You know, anybody that doesn't see that's blind. So you've got some of the greatest callers I've ever been privileged to listen to. And we appreciate everything you're doing. And, you know, the old saying, with everything or anything, out anything as possible. I understand you're still having a little trouble with your finances for the getting the new satellite switch over.
Yes.
Don't worry.
The person that was going to fund that ended up with something going on in his life, and he had to back out. So it's been a real burden. Yes.
I believe something is coming good your way, and that's going to help you. And again, as always, you know, I'm sure your listeners get tired of hearing me, but support Beth. You know, we cannot let her voice be closed up, because once if they close Beth's program down and we can't hear her voice, then we're going to hear the voice of scum, of sewage, like Barack Obama and Hitler and Bill Clinton and garbage like that. And the people that are in politics are just like the yuppie that come out to see the Montana rancher in his BMW and didn't know his dog from a calf and didn't know a sheep from a calf. And that is, you know,
that was pretty good, wasn't
unneeded,
it?
Unnecessary, sticking their nose in places it doesn't belong, and they don't even know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is so true. You don't get to be into politics, for the most part, unless you're going to be a tool of the power, the people that are controlling the power from behind the scenes.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. How's Mildred doing? I know she's been having some struggles, and we're praying for both of you.
Not so good last night. Okay. She's in a skilled nursing facility, and they're trying to get her rehabbed. Last thing is some of the people I've listened to on the radio that are more studied into the Constitution than I myself am have said the big problem with the Constitution of our country is it is an unsigned contract.
Mm.
That's how they can keep messing with it all the time, or why they keep trying to mess with it. But Beth, thank you, and Jeremy, and if you ever get a chance to get a hold of Neil, I'd love to have his phone number and speak with him a little bit too. And the same thing with Brian. I hope he and his family are doing okay, and you and your family are doing okay. But try and take a little bit of the worry off your shoulders this weekend. And I'm going to call you back later, and I'm going to tell you about a faith healing you may find difficult to believe, but I was there.
So, okay. All right. All right. Appreciate it, Mike.
With God, anything's possible. Beth,
absolutely.
You have a great weekend, and take care of yourself.
All
thank
things
you so
are possible.
Much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going into a break. Gary from North Carolina, please be patient and hang on. You'll be the first one I go to when we come back in the next segment. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's free for all Friday. This is your day. It really is your day. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410. Free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show, and it is Free for All Friday. I cannot believe how fast the hour I spend with you goes. Gary, thank you for your patience. Gary from North Carolina, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
I was watching the CBS News this morning, and I about fell off the kitchen table. They showed two men, evidently one was transgender or something like that, and so they had a baby. And they were going on talking about these two men having a baby, and I thought, my God, we're corrupting the minds of children. Just think of children that are watching this, and they're going to have to ask what's going on here. And I told the wife, I said, this nation's reached its tipping point. We're getting sick.
You know, the gentleman that I read the article from earlier, Ed, he said years and years ago, we're going to see a very confused generation because divorce is so rampant. And these children, or the unwed mothers that the fathers walk out on, they're raising these children without the other parent. And they are going to be such a confused generation. And I think we're seeing a very confused generation.
I think we're already watching it. I think we're seeing it now. And in any case, a nation is judged by God. And I went and opened my Bible, and for some reason I just went to Isaiah 66, and it says, God fully repays his enemies.
Mm.
And that... He just led me to think that we're going to have some kind of divine intervention into this nation. Now, we can't keep breaking God's laws and commandments and expecting to carry on like usual.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to look that up here in a little bit. Thank you.
It's Isaiah 66.
Got it.
One,
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
1 through what?
Anyway,
Isaiah 66.
Isaiah 66, and it's I think it's 1 through 6 in that area.
Okay,
about
okay,
repaying nations for going bad.
Got it.
And I just think we're, I just can't believe what's going on.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's just absolutely unbelievable.
And
that's what I was talking about yesterday with the vulgarity. I mean, not just to this sexual promiscuity that we see that anything goes, but the vulgarity of the mouth. We see that where we're lacking respect for one another and respect for life, so we have abortion because nobody wants to be held responsible for their actions, and we have somebody like Rosie O'Donnell standing up. Well, we need a women's party, you know, that it's all about women. Well, where's the equality in that? Where is the humility? Where is the, you know, if she doesn't have, I mean, her children are adopted. Had they had been aborted, she wouldn't have any children. I mean, these people are just absolutely crazy with their thinking. And we need to get on our knees. There is no doubt about it. I'm going to let you go,
Amen.
Mary, because I have George.
Amen.
We have Ray from
Amen.
Illinois.
You have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you?
Hi, Beth Ann. The last gentleman that just called in about the man having a baby, it wasn't a man that had a baby. It's a woman who thought she was a man or thinks she is a man.
Oh, okay. That's more confusing, isn't it?
they're trying to warp reality.
Well, I said when Bruce Jenner gives birth, I'll believe he's a female. How's that? When he goes through what I went through 5 times, then I'll believe he's a female. Other than that, he's just a very confused, sick person. And
I'll guarantee he goes back to try to be a man again.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ray. We have George from Missouri. George, how are you today?
Okay. Thank you. I'll be really, really quick. Just two short things. First is Trump. Newt Gingrich said last night, and he's his friend, and he knows this is very serious that they're going after him now. The Mueller thing.
Mm-hmm.
With that, this could really hurt. But plus, half of the Republicans are against him. I want to say that. Now I got to say something else. You heard of this 7 second rule when you drop something. Well, I got a new one, the 7 minute.
Oh, 5 second.
This is 5 second. Okay, I got the 7 minute rule. Are you ready for this?
All right, 7 minute rule.
Okay, that's how long it takes a young boy that ISIS has forced to cut one of our heads off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that takes 7 minutes to cut the guy's head off. Thank you.
Well, that's something to look forward to going into the weekend. Thank you very much there, George. 7 minute rule. Wow. Wow. Well, just to emphasize how confused we are, again, we're getting close to time, so if you want to call, you're going to have to do it right now at 877-895-5410. This was, of course, Back to the View, the women that are confused. I don't know what it is about some of these women that they're on this feminist board, and I consider myself quite feminine, and I'm not a feminist. I believe in equality. I believe we, as genders, we both have a position in this world. Neither one is above the other. They work together. But this young woman on The View, she makes the remark, Christians get caught up in the abortion issue, but Jesus didn't really care. And that's where we're at, my friends. She doesn't know the Savior. Jesus didn't care. He didn't really care about abortion, really. He talked about the life in the womb. He didn't care. He died on a cross, came to life again to raise for us. He died for our sins. But he didn't really care about abortion. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he does care. And I think he weeps for those children that are lost in abortion. Oh, they're in his hands. But he weeps for us. For we know not what we do. But many of us do know. I have the Red Ribbon campaign. It's just a memorial. That's all it is. That you can remind others that we need to save these women and save these children. The Red Ribbon campaign is a memorial to remember them. Won't you help remind people that Jesus really does care? How lost is this young girl, all of those women on The View, how lost they are. Family means nothing anymore to so many in this nation. And family is the absolute foundation of this nation. And if we see it collapse as we are seeing it, people don't know what sex they are, what gender they are. They're so confused. But Jesus isn't confused, and he does care. And he wants so much for us to bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.